151.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it like a B flat?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Maddie Alrich, and I'm the costume designer for.
Hi, my name is Annie Saunders, and I am creating the wreck with my team.
And I'm Lynn Lemonhaw, and I am the set designer and costume designer.
I'm actually a visual artist in a performing arts.
I'm Kate Fry, and I'm the scenographer.
My name is Missy Mazzoli, and I'm the composer.
I'm Royce Fabric, and I am the librettist for the opera Proving Up.
High art quality of it. It's really great.
The capacity for invention.
I'll be designing the costumes and the space, the environment.
When you're dealing with a living composer and all these living collaborators, no wonder opera is viewed as this art form where everything meets.
My name is Lillian Snortland with Opera Omaha. I'm excited to announce the launching of a brand new podcast called Making Magic, featuring conversations with artists and artistic leaders of Omaha coming in 2019. While we wait, we'll explore where Opera Omaha has been with these breadcrumbs from the past. In the following, Opera Omaha chorus member Chris Little balances work and his personal life with his passionate performing.
With a cat like tread upon our brain we steal.
I'm Chris Little, and I have been a chorus member with Opera of Omaha since 2008. Joined on a lark, and I've been singing with the company ever since, and I don't think I'll leave it anytime soon.
So stealthily the pioneer creeps while all the household soundly sleeps.
I am a school teacher by day, and I teach fifth grade students at King Elementary School in North Omaha. And I do opera on the side. It's quite a bit of fun. It's my hobby that I get to enjoy, and it's that chance where I get to do something that I love that helps me to release any of the pent-up tension and anxiety. My students do know that I do this. I haven't brought it into this classroom yet, but I intend to. I thought about singing poorly to my students and then toward the end of the year just surprising them with something. My entire family, my immediate family and my wife's family, have all had 8 years, or well, I guess 7 years, to fall in love with opera right alongside of me, and they've got a chance to immerse themselves in the productions that we put on. It's also really neat to see them then reach out to their friends and to invite their friends to come to see these productions as well.
Upon our way we steal, silence dread, a cautious way we feel, no sound at all, we never speak a word, the fly's foot fall would be distinctly heard.